So basically, based on what the goals are, the strategic planning will intend basically to pinpoint basically the convergence, pinpoint and converging the management's attention to key issues like your sales performance, your what is your cost, what is your profitability, and so on. It will also be focusing on the decision to on implementing the strategic objectives. Also, setting out and communicating on specific business targets to managers, because if your set goals or targets are not communicated to the manager, it will be of no use. So setting and communicating of specific business targets to managers is also very important. Now, talking further, also will be your scheduling and coordinating of promotional and other marketing plans. Because if you have your marketing plans, you need to be coordinating with the marketing team to for and pushing them for the promotional marketing plans. Achieving coordinating between various departments. Now, if the departments are not working in harmony with each other, or there is of constant debates and fights between happening between between each department, or each department decides to work on their own as per their moods and fancies, then it will not work. So achieving coordinating between the various coordination between all departments or various departments very, very necessarily. Monitoring and evaluating the results of the marketing plan is also very important, because without monitoring and evaluating, you will not be able to know where you stand or how far you have progressed in your strategic plans. Now let's understand the process, what process is followed for a strategic planning. Now if you see in front of you, there are four steps which are followed normally, which is analysis and review of external market or the business environment, preparing the strategy and putting it all together, that's the second step, planning and implementation of whatever you have done, whatever you have prepared in the strategy, and the constant measurement, monitoring and evaluation has to be done. So if you see in the flow chart, the reviewing assessment of external market is on the top, which is basically your assessment of external businesses environment, market interest, preparation of a roadmap or forecasting, as they say, and an internal SWOT analysis. SWOT basically means your strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat analysis. Then you move to the preparation of a strategy, where you're putting all the things what you have planned over here together and trying to achieve a particular goal or prepare a plan for the achieving of the goal. Then we have planning and implementation. Now, whatever you have done in this stage, you're going to plan and implement. So this will basically contain all the action plans which are there and various methods of implementation of your plans to achieve the desired results. And then the final stage becomes the stage where you are measuring your achievements, where you're going to monitor, evaluate, and control. Now, this will basically give the management the complete feedback of where you are, what you need to change, and what are the things which you need to take in hand. Now, again, if you see, there is an arrow which is again connecting back, which goes on the top. So after this evaluation is done, if there is any change, and again it goes to the stage of analysis and review of external markets or business environment. So this is an ongoing process which takes place. So let us see now each of the steps. The first step, analysis and review of external market or the business environment. Now, assessment of the external market environment is very, very important, because you need to understand customers' behavioral pattern of how the customer is behaving, customer satisfaction level, where how satisfied is the customer with your particular product, or how satisfied is your customer with even the products of your competitors. Trends in product offering, what are the trends which are happening in the market, what are the new products that are coming in, what are the products which are going out of the market, and so on. Now also, if you talk, you need to, when you're talking about this stage, you need to prepare a roadmap, or also called as forecasting. There need to be an internal review or also a SWOT analysis, which is a analysis of your strength, your weaknesses, your opportunities available to you, and the threats which are in front of you. This can be supported with by help of a market research as required, drawing interfaces, based on available primary or secondary data. So market research also will play a very important role in deciding about analyzing the external market, because that is where from where the main base data will come to you. Now the way in which this data is selected, analyzed and presented for making a decision is an essential and important marketing management skill which has to be displayed at this step. Also, marketing planning is focused on future revenue achievement. It necessarily depends upon skills evaluations, foresight and realism of forecasting. So if you're planning, you don't plan for the past or the present, you're always planning for the future. So if the management is not capable enough to plan for the future revenue achievement, then there is something wrong which is happening. Now they need to do a SWOT analysis. As we said, SWOT stands for strength, weaknesses, opportunities and strength and threats. Now what are these steps? Now strength, when you're talking about strengths, they need to analyze the existing advantages of what products are they good in, or what things they are good in, that is the existing advantages that they have. They need to what advantages exist in their product portfolio which is there currently with them. What is the strength which in the existing operation? Is there any strength that they need to identify, their core strength areas in that particular operation? Their specialized expertise, do they have expertise in particular area? That has to be analyzed and monitored. Use of innovative technology, is there any use of innovative technology which is being done currently with the company, will also be a part of your strength analysis. Talking about weaknesses, is there any outdated product which you are offering, which is being offered by you in the market? What is the share of the product? Is the market declining for your particular product? What is the condition of the market? How is the response rate of your customer care staff? Now this becomes very, very crucial, because many companies do offer a good product, but then the problem is the good customer care. Like if you have a proper impolite customer care, there is a tendency that though you are offering a very good product, though you are offering a product at a competitive rate, the customers may not come back to you because of the impolite customer care handling staff. Also, the strength and weaknesses identified through this through a systematic customer research also will be helpful when identifying your weaknesses, because that also gives you a fair idea of what the customers think about you. Then we come to opportunities, which is the third in the SWOT part. In opportunities arise from elements of the business under direct control. So what are the opportunities that you feel are there available in the current businesses, what you are offering, and what opportunity can be taken use of from the market for a particular product or for a particular process that you have. Also, particular set of staff competencies, if there is something good in your staff which you feel that can be used to take as an opportunity in the market. Like for example, if you have a good sales team, if you have a very strong sales team which exists, which is there with you, so how well can you use this sales team as an opportunity to increase your sale is very important. Arise from shift in external environment. So if there is some company which is moving out, or some company which is coming up, which is selling the same old products, so what are the opportunities which you have in the existing market is very important to be analyzed. Then comes to the threat part. Now threat can be of two nature. One is the internal threat, which internal elements, and there can be external elements. Now internal elements are basically those elements which are within the organization and which are also controllable by you, because since they are under your direct control. External elements are not under your control, so you cannot control them directly. Like some of the external elements listed out are sluggish environment, economy, or outbreak of a disease. Like nobody predicted the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nobody expected it to be this extreme. Nobody expected it to be lasting for almost 2 years or more. We don't know. So these are some of the things which are not under your control. Rising fuel prices, again, fuel prices are controlled by the government, and also it is controlled by the international fuel prices, which are the petroleum prices which exist. So that is beyond your control. Fluctuating exchange rates, you as an individual company cannot control the exchange rate because it is purely moving on the demand and supply of the market. So this is something which you cannot control. But there are something which you can control, which are within your organization, which you need to control. So those are the basically the threat identifications. Now, this will move you to the next step, which is preparing of a strategy or putting whatever all this together. Now, this will basically will have to be an analysis of available strategic options which are there with you. So you will basically analyze whatever the options available with you and try to see which is the best option to be implemented. Regional and international integration. So if you are already into international business, so you will try to see how you can use regional and international integration can be done to prepare a particular strategy. National priorities and its awareness. So basically, if you're talking about any business, your nation's priority also will also influence your planning or a strategy which you are making. Also, regional priorities and its awareness also will be very, very important. Now, in order to be effective and in actionable in practice, short-term marketing objectives must be basically a part of the long-run company goal and strategy. So you cannot have a short-term objective which is not linked to your long-term corporate goal. So there would be a long-term corporate goal, and there would be some also related to the long-term, there would be some short-term goals. So all these marketing strategies should be also linked, all the short-term goals should be a part of the long-term strategy. It should be measurable in terms of sales. So definitely you can measure what is the sales quarter, what is the quarter wise increase, or what is the increase over a previous year, and what is the increase over the previous quarter, and so on. The product segmentation or product specific, how much, what products are you selling? Normally there is a tendency that there are few products which do extremely good in a particular company, which give you a lot of turnover to the company. But there are some other products which need to be focused also, because you cannot rely on a particular single product or a single customer for sales. The time period specific, that's respect, which what time period are we talking about? Forward looking and realistic in the market terms. So whatever goals you are having in the short term or in the long term should be a forward looking and a realistic goal to be achieved. This brings to the next step of planning and implementation, the third step in the whole process. Now, in the planning and implementation, you need to be aware of the location. We're talking about the location part. We're talking about the market potential. We're talking about ownership, whether you want to invest, how much money, what money, your functional or your operational approaches, what are those going to be. Now, basically, implementing plan or step consists of a mix of promotional, distribution and other marketing activities which have to be undertaken to basically motivate and influence the buyer to choose a targeted product, particular product for and what volumes which you have targeted on. Now, when you're talking about production mix or promotion mix, when you're talking about distribution, it will include what sort of advertisement or what sort of promotion you're going to undertake. What are you going to go for? Digital marketing, digital promotional, and so on. Direct marketing, many companies are getting into direct marketing. We will understand this when we're talking about the e-businesses, which is one of the chapters in your curriculum. Now, in which talks about many companies getting into direct marketing with the customers and simply skipping the step of traditional steps of wholesaler and retailer. Then we have sales promotions and sales and merchandising. So what is the sales promotional activity that we are going to take? Personal selling, what is the amount of going to be the personal selling which is going to be there? Public relationship with the customer, public relationship with government authorities, public relationship with other companies, and so on. And what is going to be a distribution channel? So distribution channel deciding also is very important, because If you are not clear about the distribution channel, or if the distribution channel is not set right, there would be a product shortage which can be created, or there can be some location where there is huge amount of supply but there will be no demand for those products. So a distribution channel will be very effective, very important in terms of making product available at the right place, at the right location, at the right time. Then we move on to the step of measurement, which will control, which consists of three steps, which is your monitoring, your evaluation, and your controls. Now, measurement is actual results and measurement of actual results and comparing the same with the projections. So whenever there is a plan made, there is definitely made up, listed down a projection which is made for a particular. If you are talking about sales, then there will be a projection made in terms of number of sales unit, what in the amount of units that you are going to sell, what is the amount of value which is going to generate, and so on. So measurement of actual results and comparing the same with the projections. Taking corrective measures so as to make sure that the achievement is agreeing with the plan. So now if we know that some products are doing extremely good, whereas some products are not doing good, and the company knows that the profitability is on those particular products, but these products are not moving fast enough. Now this is the time where there should be a corrective measure to be taken, or a corrective action to be taken, to ensure that this product gets promoted and the sales improve for that particular product. Also, it is important to know for any organization whether the organization has achieved the desired results or not. So if we do not know where we are going, it is of no use. So the organization has to keep a tab to understand, or the heads or the leaders in the organization have to keep a tab to understand what are the results that they have achieved based on the particular projections or targets. Also, comparison of actual against the planned. So if there is no comparison done with the actual of the actual against the plan, we will not be able to understand where we stand. So we need to, there has to be continuous comparison against the planned targets. Taking necessary measures to see that the right course is followed. That's what I mentioned earlier, a few minutes earlier, that we need to take corrective actions, because if one particular product is not particularly moving and the company intends, knows the profitability and the product is good, so the company will now try to push the sale of this particular product through its sales team. Incorporate all feedback that go into the initial step. Take the feedback whichever is available for, and again try to move on to the initial step, and again change your activity. Now, measurement of results where manufacturing business is concerned. Now, following steps can be done is production achieved against production planned. Now, when you're talking about production, there will always be a production plan which is always there, where the company sets in that they're going to produce X number of products with Y number of quantities. So if that is in place, the production achievement needs to be measured with the what is the planned production target. Also the capacity. Now the production the plant may have a particular capacity. Now it is very important to understand whether the plant is running to its full capacity or it is being underrun, or we are using the plant to the optimum level. It's very important to understand. Sales pattern or sales generated. Now if there is not adequate sales for some products, then of course definitely your manufacturing plant is going to be idle. So what is the sales pattern or the sales generated also needs to be monitored to see which products are moving, which products have to be produced when, and so on. Measuring effectiveness of the advertising messages which we are giving. Now if we are giving some advertisement, then we need to see whether these advertisements are also helpful or useful in some way. measurement of customer satisfaction. Now, if we are not able to understand or measure customer satisfaction, then we are lacking a lot of things, because customer is king. And we need to be sure that the customer is satisfied with our product or with our service or with our amount of customer service. So if the customer is not satisfied, then we need to work on different measures to make sure that the customer is satisfied. Because once the customer is satisfied, that will ensure that your sales is going to be up. Now, effective evaluation is always a key input to the identification process. So without evaluation, we cannot have an identification run. So evaluation becomes very, very effective, very, very important, and it generates a lot of inputs which will be used again in the identification process. Also, it is not possible to have an effective evaluation without establishment of exact targets initially, against which results are to be measured or compared. So if you see, your setting up of target is also important. At the same time, what have you achieved against the particular target is also very important to understand. Now, evaluation is basically done in basis of financial ratios. Now, some of the commonly used financial ratios are return on investment, which is ROI. So what is the amount of return that the company is getting on the amount invested? Return on equity or equity capital. So what is the return on your equity capital that is existing? The operating ratio or your profit margin. What is the profit margin which the company is generating? What is the market share that the company is enjoying? What is the market share of individual products? Or what is the market share of the company on the whole to the industry? What is the depth to equity ratio? Very important to understand. And also, what is the growth in sales? Now, growth in sales based on previous quarter or previous quarter of the last year, or even sales of this year compared to the last year. So what is the growth in sales which is happening? Now, this brings us to the closing case, which talks about the Michelin, a tire company which we all know, and also talks about other tire companies like Continental and Bridgestone, and what are the initiatives they have taken to basically have 100% sustainable tires by 2050. Now, it talks about the various initiatives that these companies have taken in making environment friendly tires. So I will again request you all to please do read this case study to understand the strategic planning of these three tire companies and the plans which are there up to 2050. Now, we spoke about strategic planning, which is one of the most important components when you talk about any international trade business. So you need to plan your strategies well. You need to do a proper SWOT analysis about your plans. You need to ensure that these plans are implemented in time. You also need to ensure that there is a regular evaluation of what the targets you have achieved. And based on all this, you need to again reframe or change your plans. Thank you so much. Have a good day.